This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Our weekly good deed for the News Talk Radio world. When I say us, a group of talk luminaries are here with me. I'm Doug Steffen, joined by Chad Benson, who's a syndicated sort of new age talker. He also does afternoons at KTAR in Phoenix.
You make me like sound that? Like Marion Williamson.
Well, that's not all bad if you're in my wheelhouse. I know the rest of you probably think that she's from the word lunatic.
No, not lunatic.
Cuckoo. No. Yeah. That's because she doesn't. See, that's the problem with you.
Yeah.
Rich McFadden is the ops director at Radio America. Because she doesn't fit into your wheelhouse, that doesn't mean she's cuckoo. After all, she might think you're
looking
cuckoo.
At her numbers, she doesn't fit into anybody's wheelhouse.
Well, I'd say she did better than you. You didn't run for president.
I'd do better than she did.
I don't know about that. All right.
Run, why? Because I'm run. Mainstream America,
run,
Doug
Steffen. Run.
Okay. Victoria Jones is with us from the D.C. Radio Company, and our friend Rick Jensen, WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. So I'm going to go around the room as we go through the stories this week to see. Actually, the only thing that makes any difference, the top four stories are really it. Kobe Bryant is number four. The race is number three. The coronavirus, number two, and impeachment is number one. Otherwise, the rest of the stuff. Number 10 is the Grammy Awards. The Super Bowl build-up, I guess, probably. You guys were just talking about somebody bet $550,000 on the one-point spread, and so that changed it. Was that for all betting houses or just this one? How does this work? Richie, you were onto that.
Somebody in Atlantic City at one of the casinos laid down a bunch of money, but yes, it changes the odds all over.
It does. Yeah. How does it do that? How does that work?
Chad is probably the biggest gambler here, but $550,000. When somebody walks into a casino and lays $500,000 down on it, every other odds maker is going to go, whoa.
Yeah, yeah. And that's exactly what happened.
Right.
It moves it. What happens is the rest of the houses that take bets start to hear what's going on, and they decided to move it up a half a point, and that's because big money's moving there. Is it an insider, somebody who's got something? They're trying to figure it out. That's the way it kind of goes. So,
Chad, is that they usually see bets like this come in at the last minute. So
yeah.
They don't change the odds. So what is somebody trying to do by placing this bet early enough so that it does change the odds?
You know, that's a good question. And they were actually asking the same question. They all said the same thing. Normally, this is a Sunday morning kind of thing,
right,
where somebody rolls in and says, you know what, I'm putting $550,000 down to win $500,000. And next thing you know, it moves it. So this is odd. Maybe he doubles down later on down the road wanting to get something a little bit different. I'm not quite sure. Spreading the money around in other places.
How much you want to bet it's Bill Belichick?
How much you want to bet? There you go. This is another bet. Go to betonline.ag if you want to put your money on some good horses. Actually, Harry Hurley.
Well, speaking of horses.
Yes.
Got the Budweiser ad, haven't we?
Anybody seen or heard any of the ads yet?
Oh yeah, yeah. I've seen several of them.
Our good friends in Belgium have decided that their brand Budweiser is so American and diverse. They're putting together this annoying commercial about Budweiser being the beer of diversity. And I'm thinking, really,
thanks,
guys.
Oh,
wow.
Really?
Yeah. The all American brewers in Belgium. InBev. Thanks,
bring
guys.
Back Ed McMahon and the horses.
I want you to get Rice. Together 10 guys who drink Budweiser and show me the diversity in that group.
They're on a porch in Mississippi with beers.
Somebody's wearing a red hat, somebody's got on suspenders,
Chad. The beards is a different challenge.
Doug, you've seen the Pot de Ca ad, right?
I have not, Reggie.
Oh, my God.
No. Is that in behalf of Elizabeth Warren? What is that?
It's a new commercial for, I think, Hyundai, where it's got this automatic parking feature, and John Krasinski and the girl from Saturday Night Live and some other dude are in Boston, and there's no way he's going to park this car in that spot. And they go the whole 60 seconds. Like, did you pocket God? Did you pocket the Hobbit?
He's not from Boston. If they had been smart, they would have got Matt Damon, they would have got Ben Affleck, and they would have got Mark Wahlberg.
They got
the spot.
They got Big Poppy. He's in the spot.
Okay. All right, so that's good. That's good enough. Harry Hurley, who does a fabulous show in the morning in Atlantic City, is going to join us to talk about the Trump rally and also the casino with a $550,000 bet in a few minutes. Let's go. You just mentioned Sunday morning. Let's go to the way we woke up Sunday morning to find out that Kobe Bryant had been killed. And at first, my reaction, because I'm in Los Angeles, I was in Los Angeles, I'd go back and forth, but I was in Los Angeles Sunday morning, and I was at an event. Somebody whispered to me, Kobe Bryant was just killed in a helicopter crash. And I at first thought, oh, okay, it didn't, you know, Kobe, I'm not a basketball fan, didn't register that much with me. And then first thing I did was go to the problem that he had 10 years or so ago, and then I put that out of my mind, and I just thought, it was very foggy Sunday morning in Los Angeles, more foggy as you went further north, and then, you know, the details started coming out about what happened. And I guess I want to go around the room and just get a quick, how did this impact you? Rick, were you impacted at all, a lot, not much? What happened when you went on the air Monday with it? Because this is something that sort of has grown over the week.
Yeah, I know, and not being a huge NBA fan, but still, it defied what I consider to be our expectations. And everything in the world is about expectations. We don't expect a pilot to make an error flying in the fog, missing the ground by what now is being reported like 20 to 30 feet or
something.
I know. And now I think what people, my listeners especially, want to know is, all right, what really happened? And is there a way to make sure this doesn't happen again? Because it really comes down to, in addition to the sadness and this genuine sense of loss that so many people in the Philadelphia area and my listeners here in Delaware feel, also, what about expectations? We don't want this to happen again, right?
Well, by the way, for people who don't know, Kobe Bryant came from Philadelphia. That's why the interest, and that's why I went to you, actually, Rick, first.
Yeah,
what about you,
and
Chad?
So many people here,
What about you?
You know what? I was actually in L.A. at the time, or down in San Diego, and I was with my son, who loves Kobe Bryant. He's only 9, but just loves Kobe Bryant, loves basketball, and he was devastated by it. It was tragic, absolutely, and it was one of those things where... We talked about it this week. The big thing a lot of people wanted to know was, you know, how could something like this happen? You know, why is this guy taking off in the fog and all of these kind of things? But the other thing that a lot of people want to know this week is, how is it that TMZ broke it? And did they give enough time?
No.
That was a big question.
The wife didn't know about it when it hit the air.
Well, now, Harvey Levin said on this week on KNX News Radio, we talked to Kobe's people and we talked to Vanessa's people.
Yeah, talked to his people. No. She said this, that she didn't. Her closest friend said
But here's the question. If you have something like that, and he was very right, and he was talking to reporters, he says, if you've got something, are you going to sit on it for 8 hours? Probably not.
No.
Probably not.
And if they did, wouldn't somebody else have broke it anyway?
Scoop them. Well, that's it. Yeah. Somebody's
going to
do it.
But the other side of it is, how the hell are they everywhere? They are they're all over LAX.
TMZ breaks a lot of stories.
They've got greased palms all over Los Angeles.
Yeah. And let me tell you something.
TMZ breaks a lot of stories. And the other thing that's coming out now is that the company that owned the helicopter was not licensed, according to 3 people who spoke to the New York Times, was not licensed to fly in fog. In fact, I think that none of the companies that flew out of that airport were licensed to fly in those conditions.
Well, they didn't have any. They were grounded. All those helicopters were grounded except that one.
And it appears that it's because they, you know, because usually you could just fly in clear conditions. It was easy. So the pilot was licensed to fly in those conditions, but the company was not licensed to fly in those conditions. So, in fact, he could not fly in those conditions.
So, Richie, your son, did you talk about this with your son? What happened during the week when you had this conversation?
I mean, both my kids know him, even though they didn't grow up watching him. And, you know, they were like, yeah, that's sad. You know what the first thing that hit me, though, was? When you have a well-liked and well-respected celebrity immediately just gone, it's that shock, you know, that you get. And I went back to John Ritter. Doug, remember when John Ritter just, like, he was gone?
Done.
And it shocked everybody. They were just like, "What? How could this be?" And that's the same thing with Kobe for me. It's just like, the guy's young, he's healthy, he's got everything going on, and then he's just gone. And a friend of mine posted, how fragile is life?
Very fragile. That's a very good way of looking at it.
Just 1 second, just boom. Yeah.
One of the other things that is also not necessarily known widely is how much money this guy was worth. He was very smart.
A billion bucks.
In business. He made $320 million as a basketball player, and he invested like $10,000 in one company, or $10 million in one company, and it returned $100 million. He was very, very smart. And
it's
the
also
only thing,
important, I think, to remember that there were some very young girls who died in that helicopter crash.
Yeah, his two children. Oh, yeah, right.
And not only his children, but
the other nine
teammates.
People, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Whose names
right, exactly.
Most of us don't know.
Yeah. Well, one of the fellows was from Boston. One of the coaches was a baseball coach from Boston that was involved in this as well. But then, sort of lurking behind the scenes, and nobody really wanted to talk about it because he'd been exonerated from the rape charges, but it did sort of, it filtered in a little bit depending on who you listened to or what you read or, you know, some of the stuff online that got harsh treatment. One of the reporters, wasn't it a Washington Post reporter who got excoriated, wasn't it?
Yeah, Felicia Simons.
Yeah.
But was her name? She got suspended for a few days for retweeting a article that was published 2 years earlier that she did not write about what took place with Kobe on that night in Colorado in 2003.
Mm-hmm. So is that a good move or a bad move on the part of the paper?
Well, it was a horrible move by them. They since have reinstated her. But here's the thing. I think you can't talk about Kobe without talking about the entire body of who he was as a person.
Yeah,
and what went down. Because there are people out there who, you know, feel that he did something. Again, why aren't we talking about all of this stuff? We're claiming this guy to be a hero, and maybe he
That's
wasn't
what
a
I
hero.
Said, and I was soundly buffeted and booed by my co-hosts.
Well, because when somebody passes away, all that
Don't
stuff
speak
is off
ill of the dead.
You cannot speak ill of the dead.
21 after the hour, you're listening to Talk Radio Review.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines the prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices, and Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution. Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the store.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Focused on what's going on. The charts from Talkers Magazine are the guideline for our conversation on the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio for the week of January 27th to the 31st. The month has gone by very, very quickly. I think it has anyway. Maybe that's because of all the things that are going on in the world. The impeachment trial is number one on the list. The review, according to the work, the research done by Talkers Magazine, Michael Harrison and his crowd, by the way. Also, at Talkers.com, you can find this list every week, and Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. The focus is no question on the impeachment and where it's going and where it's been, although I do think that the presidential race and the rallies have a place. We're going to find Harry Hurley in a morning, in a moment from Atlantic City. But in the meantime, let's go, Rick, let's talk about how you and your audience viewed this. Oh, Harry is there.
If you're looking to purchase.
Hey, Mayor, let me jump in. I think we're going to be able to do this now, and we'll be right back with you.
All right. We can do this now.
How you doing?
I'm okay. How about you?
It is great to be with you. Always an honor to be on the Doug Steffen Show.
All right, so this is the Talk Radio Review. We have a bunch of talk radio hosts from around the country who are going to be listening to you as you describe your experiences, because you were one of the lucky ones that got into the Trump rally this week. By the way, Harry is the morning host. It's Harry. It's Hurley in the morning on WPG Talk Radio 95.5, South Jersey's most listened to talk station. And so you have been a fan of Trump's. A lot of people wanted to know what you thought. I don't want to know what you thought, because I know what you think. I want to know what you experienced.
Yeah.
What did you experience?
By the way, not just a fan, former executive for President
Trump. That's
right. He hired me, interviewed me. Yeah,
right.
So it's more than that. Not just a fan. I know him. Here's what I experienced. I experienced something that's never happened in any listener of the Doug Steffen Show, that's never happened in your lifetime. 180,000 people at least requested a ticket. Tens of thousands of people showed up, and in Little Wildwood, New Jersey, Doug Steffen, the biggest requested interest for a Trump rally in the history of the Trump presidency took place this past Tuesday It was positive. It was polite. I've never seen so many tens of thousands of people behave so properly. We're living in very divided times. And here's another thing that would shock, I think, a lot of your listeners. Brad Parscale, who's a cybermetrics genius, he calculated that the rally attendees were 25.3% Democrat.
Really?
At a Trump rally. Yeah.
That's not, you wouldn't
think that. If you asked that question, they would say false. 10% of the rally attendees did not vote in 2016. The rally was, even by Democrat political analysts who commentated on it afterwards, it was extraordinary.
Mm-hmm. All right, I want to ask you one more question because we're tight on time here. You're in Atlantic City. Somebody brought in a bet for $550,000 for the 1-point spread, and now that's changed everything. Are you talking about that down there? That's pretty amazing.
We just talked about it. The spread is now 1.5. Kansas City is the favorite. I want Andy Reid, our former Eagles coach, to win his first Super Bowl. It's been 15 years since he's been in a Super Bowl. I'm going with Big Red.
Good for you. All right, Harry, thank you very much. Always great to talk to you. Early in the morning on WPG Talk Radio 95.5, his experience at the Trump rally, which is certainly something that's on the minds of lots of people. The presidential race, number 3 this week on the countdown, 28 past the hour.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
If you love books, but just don't seem to have the time to sit down to enjoy them, there is a solution. Introducing audiobooks. That's right, books that are read aloud to you, where the reading is done by your ears and not your eyes. Using the Kobo app, you can hear your favorite books anywhere and anytime. Zach Sandorker from Kobo fills us in.
The benefits of using an audiobook are that you can listen on the go, and you can really kind of fit more reading into your busy life. And what I love about them is that you can fill in those moments with more reading, right? In the times when you can't read a book, you know, listen while you're working out or listen while you're driving. We've got a great catalog of bestsellers and Kobo originals and all kinds of fantastic books. So everything that you want to read, we've got it in audio format.
And right now, get 40% off 12 audiobook credits at Kobo.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars on the 2019 Dodge Charger and Challenger, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off your purchase. Roll out in the Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger with available 485 horsepower. So come in to your local Dodge dealer now. See dealer for details. Offer not available on vehicle leases. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 2320. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlic, and it works.
I've been taking Garlic for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlic. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlic every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlic to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlic, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
With your Mayo Clinic radio. You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In New York City, a man's facing attempted murder charges in connection with two separate attacks on NYPD officers over the weekend. Police say Robert Williams walked into the 41st NYPD precinct in the Bronx and opened fire yesterday morning. Less than 12 hours earlier, on East 163rd Street, they say he opened fire directly into a police van, striking and injuring one of the two officers inside. Police Commissioner Dermot Shea says anti-police sentiment and demonstrations against police don't help.
And you have to be careful about the words you use, because words matter, and words affect people's behavior.
The Oscars last night, the Korean drama Parasite wins Best Picture, Joaquin Phoenix Best Actor for his performance in The Joker, and Renee Zellweger for Best Actress in Judy. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's now 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Roundup, overviewing the charts from Talkers Magazine of the top news talk stories and the people on that list from this past week. Joining me on the dais, if you will, sort of a virtual dais, Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, Chad Benson from KTAR in Phoenix, and also the mid-morning host on Radio America. Rich McFadden is at Radio America, and Victoria Jones is with us from the D.C. radio company. Both Victoria, who grew up in England, and Chad have some thoughts on Brexit, even though it's just outside the top ten. I believe it'll be something, as people understand. Well, people I don't think really understand what's going on. They just hear the stories about England getting out of the European Union, and most people don't understand.
Well, it's actually happening on Friday, end of this week, so it's going to be.
Well, it isn't. The removal process starts and is completed by the end of the year.
Right.
If I understand it correctly.
Yeah, nothing changes tomorrow when you wake up, but it's the sense of it's finally over, done and dusted.
Really isn't, and you know that as well as I do. When they realize the reality of what they've done and what a mess, I don't even understand. Help me understand, both Victoria and Chad, the mindset of Boris Johnson. This seems like a ride into Never Never Land, from what I know.
Well, Boris Johnson wants to win, and he wants
to
stay in power.
How do you stay in power when you ruin the economy of the country?
He wanted to win election. He's won it. Dominic Cummings, his Rasputin, wants him to stay in power, and that's what he wants. He's promising a new dawn. So it will be a new dawn, and it'll be a much smaller dawn. Britons are feverishly reading stories about what's going to happen to their pet passports after Brexit. You know, because at the moment you can take your pet dog, cat, or ferret from the UK to the EU and back again without quarantine, because of course, quarantine is extremely strict in the UK, and that could change. So that's the kind of thing that worries Britons. So that's going to change. And, of course, the border in Ireland and Northern Ireland could become a problem, and that could mean that there could be an increase in violence. Scotland wants a referendum, which, of course, Johnson is saying no to. What is going to happen to the economy? We don't know. Certainly Britain is smaller. And a bigger story really than this even, although this is huge for Britain, is that Boris Johnson made the most astonishingly stupid decision this week, even by Johnson standards, which was to allow Huawei to be part of Britain's 5G network. Donald Trump had put pressure on Britain. The Five Eyes, which is the five nations that share intelligence, of which Britain and America, Australia, Canada, New Zealand are all part of, had said no, 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 because it means China will be part of your, will know what your intelligence is. And Boris Johnson has said, no, we'll have Huawei as part of our 5G.
Yeah. He doesn't sound like the smartest guy in the world. Chad, go ahead.
You know what? It's interesting because that's going to really, like, our relationship with them when it comes to sharing information now, as well as several others, is going to be pulled back because not that we don't trust you, but we don't trust the people that are listening to you, and you've made it easier for them to spy on you. And she's right. That is a big story that isn't getting talked about much. And the other thing that's getting talked, the Premier League is the biggest soccer league in the world. A lot of the reasons for that is because, well, Europeans can come over because of being part of the EU and not have to worry about getting a work permit. And now they're talking about, well, what's going to happen with this? Are we going to have everybody get a permit and it's going to be tough for them to come over and play? There's a lot of things that's going on.
It's because we're the best, and it's because Liverpool's 16 points in the lead. So
yeah, Liverpool's won this thing. This thing is over, done, and dusted.
Well, it depends whether we get some serious injuries.
It's over. It's over. Man United, right. Man City is not playing well enough to catch us.
All right,
so let me ask you this. You had something to say. Go ahead.
The whole Brexit thing, isn't it really just kind of part of the populist movement? Isn't it really about the Brits being tired of not being a sovereign nation anymore and being told by France and Germany and Denmark and everybody?
No.
Could you imagine what would people that live in the United States, what would Americans think if all of a sudden Canada was overruling our Supreme Court?
Here's what's going to happen in your lifetime. The United States of America will be Canada and Mexico with the United States. That's going to happen.
Yeah, but
sooner or
it'll
later.
Be part of the United States. We certainly won't become part of Mexico.
You have a misunderstanding of how, unfortunately, and I hate to say that, but that's a misunderstanding of how the EU worked.
How the EU was supposed to work. It was supposed to be an economic alliance.
It doesn't overrule the Supreme Court. For example, we've had some major Supreme Court rulings recently, and the EU isn't overruling them, except in cases where there are EU laws. So, for example, there have been some Me Too cases.
We need to move off of this. We've got other things we've got to talk about. Speaking of the Supreme Court, how does everybody think John Roberts is doing with the impeachment trial? If you don't ask...
Is he there?
Yes. And he's not. That's exactly what he's supposed to be. He's supposed to be just there. It's like a referee. The best referees are the ones you go, I didn't even know there was a ref out there. Because they're not part of the proceedings. Outside of the tiff with Rand Paul, I think he's doing an okay job.
Yeah. All right. So anybody else? Rick, what has the context of the impeachment trial been on your radio program at WDEL this week?
So if I had a one-word consensus of folks on the right and the left who called the show, I would say that would be
annoyance.
Who cares?
They're just really annoyed by the whole thing. And all the details are just minor annoyances, all added up to the one big, gigantic chunk of annoyance.
I will tell you what John Roberts is interested in doing, and I think he has succeeded in this very much so. John Roberts is an institutionalist, and he's interested in protecting the reputation of the Supreme Court.
Okay, so how does that play into how he's doing in this particular instance?
Well, I mean, he views the three branches of government as separate and equal.
Sacrosanct.
And, he wants to keep the Supreme Court out of politics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If I may, let me add this. So if there's a 50-50 vote, you have Democrats expecting John Roberts to make a decision. He doesn't want any of that, does he?
Yeah, no, he's going to pull away from it, and I don't think he will make a decision, which means the tie goes essentially to the runner, and because of that, the Democrats will lose, and that's it. He doesn't have to make a decision. He doesn't have to rule. He's already said, I want you guys to sort this out for yourself. I'm here to basically keep the peace and to make sure that everything's done above board, and the president of the Senate is the vice president, but he can't vote in this because, A, he could be voting for Trump because of the biasness, but also, he could say, well, I'd like to get rid of Trump, and if we get rid of Trump, I could be president.
Yeah. Good point.
All right, so while we're at the Supreme Court, there was a ruling this week. Number six on the countdown story list is the ruling on immigration, health care, that sort of thing. So how did that play in any or all of your programs? I think maybe Chad and Rick would be good on this front. What'd you get out of the conversations on the air regarding this? You're in Phoenix, so maybe this really plays there more than anywhere else. Do you think, Chad?
You know, immigration is always a huge thing here, and a lot of people are frustrated because it was such a hot topic when the kids were in cages. And then, of course, you know, they have the attention span of a gnat. Something else pops up, and we have a chance to get rid of Trump, and away they go, and we never talk about it again. And that's the frustration a lot of people feel. And I talk to a ton of people here about immigration on a weekly basis. We usually have some sort of roundtable here, and they're really, really, really just kind of over this entire way that they feel they've been tossed to the back unless it's a political situation for them to profit on.
Let me just bridge something here for a moment, then we have to pause. The listeners on WDEL, my sense is, but you'll have to correct me, Rick, even though you're right of center with your attitude, but you're not crazy like some of these hardcore, really right-wing national hosts like Levin and the kid that's on Westwood, Ken Shapiro. So, I think I'll address this to you, Chad, too, because I don't get the sense that KTR is either. I mean, the hosts take a sort of right of center point of view, but I don't get the sense from either of you or about the stations you work on that they are these rabid right-wing stations. Am I right or wrong?
No.
Well, I will say this. Yeah, for those of us here in Delaware, WDEL is a Delaware radio station, and I would describe it this way. We are primarily a news radio station that happens to have a couple of talk shows, and I'm very blessed to be one of those talk show hosts.
Oh, you're a good host.
Delaware
good
is
station.
Well, thank you. Delaware is very, very blue, what we say north of the canal, which is the northern half of the state, and more red down in Sussex County. We only have three counties, right? The whole state is the size of maybe one small county in Oklahoma. So we've packed a bunch of people into this small state. And downstate, it's pretty red. Upstate, it's pretty blue. So when you have a state where 48% of the people who are registered voters are indeed Democrats, you're going to get a lot of variety of opinions.
Chad, is your station all local, or do they take some of the syndicated fare?
No, we're all local. We have Dave Ramsey on, but outside of that, everything here is local, and it is. And we have like a news kind of morning show, and then that's a little bit more newsy with a very little commentary, and then the rest of it is our news shows, and I mean our talk shows. And by and large, actually, you know, one of the things that people complain about, you know, on the right is we're not right enough because everybody thinks everybody on talk radio is right.
Yeah.
But we've been called by many, including the Trump campaign, as a never Trumper station because several of the hosts here can't stand Trump. But when it comes to immigration, that is one thing where everybody kind of comes together and they're viewed as a right side of the aisle station because they feel like, you know, being in the middle of it, you know, seeing what's going on. I mean, we were having people dropped off here in Greyhound buses by the hundreds.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the frustration level was through the roof, and it is very frustrating. And so we'd like to see something done, but we're not the crazy rabid, like, let's build the wall and kick everybody out, but we would like a solution.
Right. Wouldn't that be nice? Okay. We'll spend a moment on the coronavirus as we continue here on the Talk Radio Review.
Hey, have you heard that ransomware attacks have increased by 500% this year?
Yeah, cybercriminals are targeting all types of businesses, encrypting their data and holding it hostage unless they pay up.
What if we're their next victim?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda to detect, prevent, and recover from ransomware and other advanced threats.
So we're secured?
Absolutely. We'll pay no ransom and keep this business up and running.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Quicken Loans is celebrating our best quarter ever, and now we're celebrating some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates have dropped so much that many Americans can reduce their rate. You may be able to save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to see this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars on the 2019 Dodge Charger and Challenger, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off your purchase. Roll out in a Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger with available 485 horsepower. So come in to your local Dodge dealer now. See dealer for details. Offer not available on vehicle leases. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 2/3/20. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
All right, Victoria Jones, along with Rick Jensen, Rich McFadden, and Chad Benson, the coronavirus. Who's worried about this? Anybody worried? You're going to get
nope.
This?
My no. Kids, because they watch, they see the news, they see it pop up online. Dad, what's going on? Right. And the news scares the living bejesus out of
just
them.
Just tell them that 70,000 people will die of the flu, the regular flu this year in America, and that should put every... Already 8,200 people have died in this country the first month of this year.
That's good. Scare them by scaring them. That's solid. Hey, guys, I'd like to make you feel better. This is way worse, and you're more likely to get it. God bless you.
Right.
Well.
Calm down.
Or if you like, you could just confuse them by saying, don't worry, kids, more people die than are born.
Mm-hmm.
They have to think about that for a minute and then move on.
Right. Yeah. That'd probably be a good thing, actually. We need to cut the population of the planet down. One of the things I talked about on the DJV show this week was how many people... Yes, really. We need to have fewer people on the planet. We need to get rid of...
Is he going to use this as a means of culling?
I'm not sure.
You sound like Greta Thunberg.
Well...
That is not what the advocates.
Well, you see how we end our conversation with all of these experts.
It's a great way to wrap this segment up.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, very much for being here. To be continued next week here, the Talk Radio Review. I think we'll pull the plug on this right now.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. And that yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
My name is Nicole and I'm getting
maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now it's 53 past the hour. Time for us to check the top five stories. It's Tech Talk time. And the review for this week comes from Victoria Keelan, who has studied all of this stuff from five to number one. At number five, Victoria, Tinder is working on problems that people who use their app have when dates don't go the right way.
Yeah, it's true. Tinder is following in Uber's lead, and they're adding in-app safety features for dates that become unsafe. And so Tinder has added this new panic button. It alerts safety authorities if something goes wrong during a date. And so Tinder has the ability to check in. They also give people the ability to check in with friends so that your friends know where you are when you're on a date with someone. And users are going to receive, this is all free tools. It started this week. There's a new section in the app called the Safety Center. That's where you can go and you can download this new safety feature. And it's actually a really smart idea. People, if you think about it, every single day there's a new story about someone, you know, in Uber or in a Lyft having some sort of crazy issue, whether it's something really severe like sexual assault or just, you know, a ride gone wrong. And so it's for dating, it's really no different. So I think it's a smart thing. The parent company of Tinder is Match.com. They also own OkCupid and Hinge, and so we will also they are all going to get the same safety features, but they started with Tinder.
Really? Okay. Number four, Apple has made a lot of money this year. iPhones, what a surprise. Yes, no, a lot of people are buying new iPhones.
This actually was a big surprise because Apple had an all-time record earnings for the 3 months ending in December, the final quarter. They had a revenue of $91.8 billion. It's actually up 9% from the same period last year. The reason that this was such great news for iPhone is because the iPhone sales were really lacking. And I don't know if it's just that people had an iPhone 7 or maybe an iPhone 8 or even an iPhone 10, and they weren't really looking to upgrade anymore. But now with the new iPhone 11 and the iPhone 11 Pro, it has an incredible new camera system. It can be submerged in water. It has a lot of the updates that people have been looking for, and that, I think, pushed people into the important holiday season, and that really pushed people ahead into upgrading.
All right. Number three, pre-orders for the Razer phone. You got to be out of your mind, but apparently a lot of people are, including your dog.
Yeah, well, the Motorola Razr actually has been really buzzing about right now, and it's the foldable screen, and it's already back-ordered. It's supposed to be available February 6th. Now you're looking at the end of February for this $1,500 phone. If this is what you want, I would still say, and I have been cautioning all along, know what you're getting, because this is a thin, plastic, bendable screen. They have a lot of warnings already that it's going to have lumps and bumps. That's supposedly normal, which I don't think that's normal. If it gets any water at all on it, you have to dry it very quickly. You have to close it before you put it into your pocket, which lets you know how delicate it really is. I think that in the warning section of Motorola, I think that this is something that should just steer people away from it. But technophiles who just love to get the latest and greatest of everything, they're really rushing to buy it.
Fabulous new stuff. Hoo-ha! Number two, if you want to go into outer space with us, here's SpaceX.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't get on these new satellites that they're
going to. Not yet. SpaceX launched its fourth batch of internet beaming satellites this week, and they launched another 60. These are small satellites. They were fired into orbit at Cape Canaveral in Florida, and this batch joins the more than 170 that are already there. All in all, they want more than 30,000 satellites up in the air, and they've been approved for 10,000. They're seeking approval for 30,000. It's a lot of space junk, and some people are saying that it actually is going to be too crowded in the sky and that it might be detrimental. But the ultimate goal of what SpaceX is doing is they're going to offer affordable internet service to parts of the United States and Canada by the middle of this year. Rural places that do not have broadband internet access, and we know how, and from the farm show, Doug, you know, we know how important this is to survival for so many businesses for farmers. So I think ultimately it's a great thing. Facebook's been trying to do the same thing, but Elon Musk and Tesla, you know, he plows right ahead with stuff, and he's got a pretty great success rate. I'll give him that.
Number one this week, those damn LED bulbs. LED bulbs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, LED bulbs are great for your electric bill, but it turns out they're really bad for your skin. All the visible light, the blue light that comes from these LED bulbs, dermatologists are now weighing in saying this can speed up the aging process of your skin. And so if you do wear makeup every day, that's actually a good news, because it has iron oxide in it, and it ends up being a physical barrier. If you don't, you can wear a brush-on SPF if you stare at a screen all day. It might be worth looking into.
All right, those are the top five items from the world of technology this week. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen on the air at 59 past the hour.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough and ready lineup of SUVs from.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.